Welcome to the James River Church podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Now we're going to get into the word right now, and I believe God's going to speak to you as we get into the message. Have you ever been in a situation where maybe you're talking to people, you're hanging out with people, maybe you're on a trip or whatever, and you get into a discussion where as they're talking, you realize like, man, all of a sudden they like drift into a subject where you're like, I have no idea what we're talking about right now. Like maybe it just goes straight over your head or whatever. And you find yourself just nodding, being like, yes, I hope they don't ask me what I think because I am not gonna know what to say. Or maybe it's like a joke. Sometimes Beth will tell me a joke. And literally, it's not because of her telling it bad. Just for some reason, I don't know, maybe I'm tired or whatever. But I'll listen to it and I'll just stare at her and be like, I don't get it. She'll have to explain it to me. But then after she explains it to me, I'm like, okay, now I get it. I think it's funny that those times happen to us as people, but how much more if we don't get it on that basic level, that when it comes to the things of God, there are gonna be times where we like, man, it takes us a little while to understand what he's doing. In fact, the Bible says that God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so I wanna speak to you from the subject tonight of, oh, now I get it, all right? So, oh, now I get it. Because I believe there's things God's doing in your life right now that you may not even see, you may not even know, but when you look back on this season in your life, you're gonna say, wow, I see that God was working in my life in such a powerful way, but in the moment, I didn't even understand that God was doing that. I didn't even know it. And I hope that encourages you tonight because I believe God's doing that in your life. I believe God is working in your life in a way that when you look back, you'll say, man, I see the grace of God. I see the control and the sovereignty of God. I see God was working in a way and I didn't even realize it. You know, the Bible's full of examples of how that can happen as we're walking with God. I came across a scripture in John the other day, and it really stood out to me. I believe it's for the prayer meeting tonight. It's in John chapter 12, verse 16. It says this, his disciples didn't understand at the time that this was a fulfillment of prophecy. But after Jesus entered into his glory, they remember what had happened and they realized that these things had been written about him. You know what this is talking about? This is from a story in the Bible called the Triumphal Entry. It actually happens in all four Gospels where Jesus is riding a colt, a donkey that's never been ridden into Jerusalem and a big crowd gathers around. They're laying down palm branches. They're shouting out Hosanna. It's kind of a crazy, epic moment in the Gospels and it's told four times. And this is all happening as a fulfillment to prophecy that Zechariah prophesied about 500 years before that. And so we look at this story and it's interesting to think that the disciples, it says, didn't understand at the time. And that's the first thing I want you to see, that in the moment where God obviously has something to tell us as his people, because he tells it four times, that his disciples had no idea everything God was doing, all the ways God was working. Now, you know what I think is interesting about that is these are guys that are following Jesus. They're close to Jesus. They know Jesus. They're hanging out all the time with Jesus, yet they didn't understand all that God was doing. You know, sometimes as believers, I think we can think, you know, if I'm hanging out with Jesus, then I'm gonna understand what God's doing in every moment. And so we can feel like maybe I just don't get what God's doing right now. Maybe I'm not spiritual enough, or maybe I haven't prayed enough, or maybe I'm not reading enough of the Bible. And truly those things can help give you insight into how God works and what God is doing. But there are times when just like the disciples, you can be walking close to Jesus and walking through a situation or a season, and you still don't understand what God is doing. And that's okay. The important thing is that you are following Jesus. You know, the disciples, they're close to Jesus. They don't understand everything, but God is still working in their life. In fact, I think it's really interesting. If you think about what happens in this story of the triumphal entry from the disciples' perspective, how confusing it could be, how crazy and maybe a little chaotic it could seem. The story's told also in Mark chapter 11. And I want you to read it right now with me, but I want you to think about it from the disciples' perspective. It says this: as Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethphage in Bethany on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. He said this: all right, I want you to go over there to that village. I love how it doesn't even say what village is. It's like Jesus was just sitting there and he's like, hey, I want you to go to that village. You know, almost like from their perspective, he just randomly picked it out. And he told them, as soon as you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, what are you doing? You just say, the Lord needs it and will return it soon. So the disciples are like, okay. So they go to this village. They found the colt standing there in the street, tied to the front door. And they're like, that's cool. What Jesus said actually it happened, and that's good. And that's probably usually how it went with Jesus. They probably were like, hey, if Jesus says it, it's going to happen. But they see it. They're untying it. And a bystander demanded, what are you doing untying that colt? And they said what Jesus told them to say, and they were permitted to take it. And then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it, and he sat on it. Now, another crazy thought about this whole picture is Jesus and his disciples walk everywhere. All right, they're always, if you read the Gospels, they're walking places all the time. And all of a sudden, Jesus is like, you know what? I need to ride a donkey, all right? And not just a donkey. I need to ride a donkey, like a young donkey that's never been ridden. Now, we do Christmas programs here at the church, and so we work with donkeys. And I can tell you there's one thing that donkeys don't like. They do not like the unfamiliar. If you're trying to get a donkey to do something that they're not comfortable doing, it ain't gonna happen. And so from the disciples' perspective, they're probably like, this is crazy. And then this crowd gathers, everybody's got palm branches, they're all shouting. And if you read on in the Gospels, like people are asking to see Jesus, Jesus goes into the temple and overturns the tables. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. It's a bit chaotic, it's a bit confusing probably for them. But what they didn't know is not only was God supernaturally working so Jesus could ride a donkey that's never been ridden, so Jesus, they could talk to these people and say, hey, the Lord needs it, and the people are like cool with that. That's a way that God was supernaturally working, that Jesus even knew there was gonna be a donkey there. That's all supernatural. And they can be like, yeah, that's cool that God's working, but they had no idea the big things that God was doing in that moment. They had no idea the work of God that was unfolding on the earth, that this was a part of prophecy that had been given 500 years before that, that this was a part of the epic, giant plan of God. Now, I want you to notice what they did do. They may not have understood everything that was happening, but they were following Jesus. They may not have understood everything that God was doing, but they were being obedient. You know, it's powerful when in our lives, even when we don't understand everything that God's doing, maybe you're in a situation and you're like, man, I see God working here and I see God working there, but I don't really see, it doesn't feel like it connects. It doesn't feel like it makes sense. I don't really know what's going on in the big picture. And I want to tell you that that's okay, because God's got the big picture under control. Our job is to follow Jesus, to listen to what he says, and to be obedient. And you know what? There's a grace that comes into play when we do that. There's a grace that comes into our lives when we do that. That's when we see God, I don't need to understand everything because I know you got it, but God, I'm gonna be obedient to what you have. Some of you in the situation you're walking in, you feel like, man, I just wish I could understand. And I wanna encourage you tonight, just put one foot in front of the other and say, Jesus, I don't need to understand everything. I'm just gonna follow you, because I know when I look back, God, I'm gonna see what you've done. I know when I look back that there's a bigger picture happening here, that there's more things in play, that God, you're working your greater plan together, and I know that I'll get to be a part of that. I may not understand now, but I'm gonna be obedient. The next thing I want you to see in this scripture is John chapter 12, verse 16, we'll go back to it. His disciples didn't understand at the time that this was a fulfillment of prophecy. But after Jesus entered into his glory, they remembered what had happened and realized these things had been written about him. That phrase, after Jesus entered into his glory, You know, there's some things, there's times where God opens up our eyes to get a greater revelation of who He is, to understand who Christ is in a deeper way. You know, as we go, as we're, you know, when Jesus comes back, we're going to understand Him in a deeper way. As we walk with Him, we understand Him more in a deeper way. And I want to encourage you that as you understand Christ in a deeper way, your eyes are going to be open to how He's been working in your life all along. That, you know, I love that when Jesus entered His glory, it's like, you know, the disciples, they understood in a limited way who Jesus was. You know, you see through scripture that, you know, Peter's great confession, he says, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." You see moments where the disciples get an understanding of who Jesus is. He asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" And you see these little glimpses of that, but they hadn't quite yet grasped the enormity and the fullness of who Christ was. But when they did, when they understood who Jesus was, things that hadn't been clear before became clear to them. I want to encourage you, as you're walking with Christ, as you're walking through situations that maybe you don't understand, that maybe you need to stop trying to understand the situation and start looking at Jesus more. Start looking at His glory more. Start understanding who God is more, asking the Holy Spirit to open up your eyes, because we serve a God who's in control. You know what? They didn't understand. They understand the little things about what Jesus was doing as He's entering the city of Jerusalem, that they didn't understand that He was setting things up to save humanity. They didn't understand in that moment that He was fulfilling prophecy as Christ who would save the world. They didn't understand that God knew where the donkey was. He was able to get the donkey. He was able to get the crowd together. He was able to even put the praise in their mouth, because God is in complete control. When we understand that God is in control, when we see the glory of Christ, it opens our eyes to what He is doing. You know, God is in control. What an encouraging thought, especially when you're walking through things that you're like, man, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I want to read this quote to you about the sovereignty of God. Sovereignty really means that Christ is in control, that God is in control of all things, that He's all powerful, that He knows what's going to happen before it happens. Charles Spurgeon said this, "Cheer up, Christian. Things are not left to chance. No blind fate rules the world. God hath purposes, and those purposes are fulfilled. God hath plans, and those plans are wise and can never be dislocated." You know, there are things that maybe God has spoken to you, things that you're believing God for, things that you're like, man, God, I believe that you're going to do this. I believe this is part of your plan for me, but I just don't see how it's going to work out. God, I just don't know in the chaos of everything that's happening around me, or the uncertainty, how you're working or what you're doing. I want to encourage you that God is in control, that if you see Christ in all His glory, things that don't make sense right now are going to come together. God is able to work all things for the good of those who love Him. Doesn't matter the obstacles that you see in the way. Doesn't matter what you don't know how to get through. God is able to work everything for the good of those who love Him. I want to encourage you, press into Jesus. See Jesus. Look to Jesus. Hope in Jesus. Worship God. Fill your eyes and your heart with God. Fill your eyes with Christ, that He's on the throne, that He's in control. And as you walk through what you're walking through, you're going to look back and say, God, you had it together the whole time. You knew exactly what you're doing. And as you look to Jesus, you're going to be able to walk with a greater trust and a greater confidence through whatever you're going through. The third thing I want you to see as we read through this scripture is His disciples didn't understand that this was a fulfillment of prophecy. But after Jesus entered His glory, they remembered what had happened and realized these things had been written about Him. You know, I think it's cool that word remembered has the idea of looking back. You know, one of the great things about walking with Christ is often you'll look back at something you went through that you'll say, in the moment, I had no idea how God was working, but now I see the grace of God in such a clear way. That there was a grace in that time when I didn't feel it. That there was a grace in that time when I didn't know it. that I felt like, man, I was stuck, that I felt like life was out of control, that I felt like, man, I don't know where God is right now, but there was a grace in my looking back. Now that I look back, I remember what it felt like, and I remember what I was walking through, but I look back and I see, wow, God, you were working this whole time. God, I wouldn't have ended up here, God, if it wasn't for your grace in that time. God, I wouldn't be where I'm at if, God, you hadn't taken me through there. God, I wouldn't have the faith that I have to believe you for today if you hadn't done what you did yesterday, God. I look back and I remember and I realize that, God, you did it all, and it was all because of you. God, there was so much grace. You know, there's grace of God for what you're walking through today. There's grace all around you. If you're walking with Jesus, if you're following Jesus, if you're being obedient to Jesus, if you're walking in the control of God, and honestly, when you're in Christ, you're there. There's grace that you don't even know about. God's working things together so you can be somebody for Jesus that you never thought was possible. God's working things in your family that you would never think is possible. God's bringing details together that you would think, wow, I don't even know how that's possible. God's fulfilling things that he said in that moment, even though you don't see it. The word that he's given you, it's happening right now, even though you don't see it. You don't have to see it for it to be happening. His ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts higher than your thoughts. And he has something for you that he's doing today. And I want to encourage you tonight as you're watching from wherever you're watching from, that God cares about you, that God has grace for you, that you're gonna look at this time and you're gonna say, God, I had no idea. God, I had no idea what you're doing. But Lord, I just wanna encourage you. Maybe you're there and you're like, man, I'm just completely blind to what God is doing in my life. I wanna encourage you to just be obedient, to say, God, I'm gonna trust you. I'm just gonna follow Jesus. I'm just gonna love Jesus. I'm just scared, God, Jesus, you want me to go find a donkey and ask somebody who doesn't know I'm gonna take it to take it? God, I'll do that, even though that sounds crazy. Jesus, I'm just gonna follow you. I'm just gonna serve you. And you watch, God sees that. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you're walking through. And he's got big things that are happening, but you're a part of them. You know, that's part of the grace of what we see in this passage. They didn't realize it, but these guys were a part of bringing grace to humanity, bringing the grace of Jesus Christ to the world. They're part of that story, that epic story. They get to be a part of it, and they didn't even know what's going on. You know what? As you follow Jesus, there's things that God's bringing together in your life, but he's also working you into a greater story. He's also working you into a greater narrative of the story that he's writing on the earth, the story of the church, the story of how he's reaching people, the story. You don't know the things that you're doing where God's working through you. And so be encouraged tonight. God loves you. He sees where you're at. You're gonna look back on this time and say, I didn't know it, but that time was full of grace. God was working all things for the good. And God was moving in a way I didn't understand, but now I see. And man, God gets all the glory then. And it's a wonderful thing. So tonight, if you're walking through a difficult time, I just want to pray for you. I want to ask that the Lord opens up your eyes, but also that ask that the Lord gives you encouragement just to trust him. Because as you do, he's going to move and you'll look back and say, he was there the whole time. So let's pray right now. Father, we thank you. Your word is so encouraging. Your grace is so great. And God, we just ask, God, for every person watching, Lord, those who maybe, God, thought the season that they're in would be over by now. The thing that they're praying for, God, would have happened by now. God, the promise that you've given them would have happened. Lord, and they're just asking God, Lord, for you to work, and they're asking God to see what you're doing. Lord, I pray that you would give them just a peace right now. That God, you are working, that you've heard every prayer. Lord, that if they've, Lord, the tears they've cried, God, you've actually bottled them up. God, you can count them. Lord, and I pray, God, that they would just be encouraged tonight by your word. That God, they're gonna look back on this season as they follow you. Lord, those who look to you are never disappointed. They're gonna look back on this season and say, God, your grace was at work the whole time. God, you were in complete control. Even though I didn't see it, God, you were in complete control. Lord and God, I'm just going to continue to follow Jesus. I pray that they would follow you with all their heart. I pray that, God, your word would have a way of cutting, Lord, to the heart, to clear up the distractions, Lord, to make things simple again, to say, you know what, I'm just going to follow Jesus. God, and that you would work supernaturally in their life, that you would do supernatural miracles in their life. Lord, that you bring them supernatural grace for this season, supernatural strength for this season as they walk with you. And God, we thank you that we do get to walk in your grace, that we do get to be a part of what you're doing. And we believe, God, as we, Lord, look to you and as we walk with you, God, that the best is yet to come in the name of Jesus. We're excited to see it, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.